Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
What an unbelievable, incredible week again. The amount of information coming at us is at breakneck speed. Here's the deal. I promise to get to as much as possible, but we're using this triage effect here of show preparation, and it's never been as bad as it is right now. What I mean by that is, with so much information coming at us, it requires moving certain stories out of the way in order to elevate others that we need to make room for because we deem them too important to pass up. Make sense? There's no doubt that some of those decisions may not be right, but I promise you we're doing the best that we can to make sure you get the most out of every single hour on Armed American Radio. It's been tough lately. The process has been extremely time-consuming because of the amount, the volume of information coming at us. So having said that, let me welcome you inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for what is going to be another three-hour power marathon, if you will, of all things Second Amendment related this week, or as much of it as we can get. It's probably not fair to say all things. I guess that's true when you consider that's all we're going to talk about, right? But we'll do the best that we can with the amount of information out there in the time that we have. Many of you, it reminds me of this whenever this happens, when the flood of information is so great. Many of you have heard me tell the story over the years about my mom asking me if this was a subject we could really talk about for 1 hour every week. Do you remember that? Back when the program first kicked off in 2009, my mom said, "You're going to do a 1 hour program? Can you really talk about that every week for an hour?" Remember? Yeah, well, like I said, that was back when AAR was only one local hour per week, heard only here in the ATL area. Boy, the enemies of our freedoms have seen to it that we don't have enough time now during 6 days of national radio to cover the attacks that they're bringing down on our freedoms, do we? So let's get started. Let's get cracking here. This week saw the Supreme Court hear oral arguments in the New York State Pistol v. New York City case. That happened on Monday. So what do we know? Here's where we're at on that. About 80% of the time during that hearing was spent hearing arguments about the case being moot. And I've heard as much as 85 to 90% of that time about the case being moot. Here's where we are today. SCOTUS is going to either determine New York City has effectively rendered the case moot by changing the law, or they're not. There's no gray area. If they do that, we should know it soon. Soon being as fast as the justices get it out, you know, get out to it. But we expect to know, again, this is speculation because no one ever knows what they're going to do. But we would expect if they're going to moot the case, they're going to do it quickly. Either right before the holidays, right after the holidays, maybe by mid-January, it would have to come sometime fairly quickly if they're going to moot the case. Sometime in January, if not earlier, but more likely January. Again, it's speculation, it's a guess. If we do not hear that it's been mooted, we're going to get a decision in June. We expect that decision to be against New York City and in favor of the plaintiffs, the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association. How broad the ruling will be? We're going to have to wait and find out. Anything else we were to talk about now, since that case has been heard in oral argument last Monday on the 2nd, is 100% pure speculation at this point right now. So we're going to have to wait. And unlike the TV pundits who sit there all day and speculate on crap they know nothing about, we can't. We could sit here and go back and forth all day long, but it's kind of a waste of time when we've got so many other things to talk about. They heard it. That's what we know. We're sitting here waiting. Anything else is, well, I think the American people, which I'm telling you that we don't know, so we're going to have to wait. That's the only fair way to go from here. My personal opinion is, and this is talking to a number of others as well who feel somewhat similar, that The case, if it was, look, I believe that if it was going to be mooted, it would have been mooted a long time ago. They would have never heard arguments. That's my own opinion. I could be wrong, but we're going to find out just like everybody else. We're going to have to sit back and wait. But as I just told you, probably find out soon whether the case is mooted. If not, we're going to get a decision in June. If we get a decision in June because they don't moot the case, more than likely that decision is going to be in our favor. So I feel pretty good about that. Michael Bloomberg. Oh, Michael Bloomberg's in the news. He's listening. Isn't he? This guy's just insufferable. He's like a grown-up David Hogg. Michael Bloomberg has listed his supposed gun safety measures, his proposals as a candidate for president. Lest I say that Bloomberg is nothing short of an obnoxious tyrant whose gun control proposals will never, ever fly in middle America between the two coasts. It's not going to happen, ever. Apparently, Bloomberg has not been paying attention to, let's pick them, Smallwell, out. O'Rourke, out. Harris, out. Or he's not been paying attention to the fact that since they've all been out, that gun control has largely been ignored by the socialists and the media when questioning them. That was evident in the last debate heard in Atlanta, where Stacey Abrams still thinks she won, and the socialists believe she won. They still believe this. Yeah, Hillary Clinton was being interviewed by Howard Stern, and she says she beat Donald Trump. She didn't beat Donald Trump. She lost to Donald Trump. She doesn't understand how our Constitution works, I assume. Regardless, it's so easy to go so many different directions. But apparently, Bloomberg hasn't been paying attention that gun control has been ignored. Why? Because those three bit the dust. It's not resonating in America. It isn't going to happen. So here's what they're doing. My guess is they're taking a page out of Joy Behar's playbook. Shut up. Don't talk about it. And then after you get elected, stick it to them. That's what they're attempting to do. That's what good socialists do. Speaking of sticking it to them, Virginia is doing just that. Wow, so much happening in Virginia. If you listen to the weekday Armed American Radio broadcast, you heard me talk with Philip Van Cleve, the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, on Thursday last week, in what was nothing short of an incredibly compelling discussion, interview, whatever you want to call it. I've known Phil a long time. We go way back. I know his history of fighting for gun rights in the state of Virginia. He is in the middle of it right now. He is neck deep and, quite honestly, personally responsible for leading the charge in the state against the upcoming assault as the head of the VCDL on the right to bear arms by a bunch of, dare I say, giddy, overbearing, tyrannical, radical leftist socialists who are tasting power for the first time in a quarter century in their state. And listen to me here on this. It's quite telling, isn't it, how the first thing they want to do in Virginia after all these years in the minority is to begin the process of infringing on the right to keep and bear arms. That's their first stated goal. Not fixing what they see as broken in Virginia infrastructure or Virginia's health care system or whatever else they run on, all the goofy socialist things they run on, but guns. The first thing the Socialist Party wants to do in Virginia after 26 years in the minority is come after the citizens' guns and infringe on their right to bear arms. That should tell you something about the party in general and their national aspirations. Let me tell you something. Virginia cannot be overlooked. As far as the right to keep and bear arms is concerned, it is the most important story yet this year as we're getting ready to witness the full frontal attack against our constitutional rights. As my conversation with Phil on Thursday last week, there were 43 declared counties, Second Amendment sanctuary counties in that state. More, but it's probably more now. I haven't looked at the numbers. But I'm going to be replaying that interview in segments 2, 3, and 4 of the third hour today on Armed American Radio. That's how compelling it was, and I want you to pay really careful attention to it. But since then, more's happened in Virginia. Now the latest, Tazewell County has authorized the formation of a militia. Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins has made it clear that he will deputize thousands of citizens in order to defeat the efforts of the state's tyrants in their upcoming power grab. More on that coming up in the show today. All of this is ongoing as overflow record crowds cram county commission meetings across the state. The socialists are so alarmed at the uprising in the state, they've never seen this coming, that the chief socialist attorney general, Mark Herring, has responded with the threat that gun safety laws will be followed. Look, I can promise you right this second that millions of law-abiding Virginians will not stand around and relinquish their weapons, as some of the socialists are calling for, and Mark Herring is one of them. They're not going to do it. There's trouble brewing in Virginia. How much and what's the outcome? That's going to depend on the socialists and their desire to impose unconstitutional restrictions on their citizens and whether they're willing to use force to do it, whether millions of law-abiding citizens are going to let them or not. All of this as Saudi terror takes place on another disarmed American base. It's coming at us so fast. Stick around. This is going to be a great show. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Oh. Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Segment 2, Hour 1 begins right now. This is going to be a power marathon, 3 hours, as I told you before in the opening segment. My next guest is a dear friend of mine, a good personal friend of mine, someone I love very much, his entire family, who I got to see at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Phoenix. That was a huge deal to be able to see. My next guest, Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, how the heck are you, brother?
Well, I'm doing better and better every single day, Mark. Thank you.
Let's tell everybody why you're doing better and better every single day. And then when we get back to the end of the interview today, we'll circle back to a book that you have out now that we want to talk about. But you're feeling better now.
Well,
why?
Well, I got the clean, no cancer diagnosis in September, and then, finishing up the recovery phase. And that's when your body has to fix itself from all of the reparatory work that you got. We do a really great job in America. They do a good job, killing cancer cells, but it's hard on your body. It really is, and even after the cancer is gone, it takes a while to recover.
Don't I know all too well about that stuff?
And yes,
got to be honest with you. I have my Fighting Solves Everything mug. This is a true story. Honest to God, true story. I was on One American News Network 2 days ago, Friday morning, 2 days ago, at 6:30 in the morning with Stephanie Meyer on the morning news. I did about a 5-minute hit on television with them. I could not find my Fighting Solves Everything mug to take a sip of coffee with. I couldn't find it. I later found out my wife had it in the dishwasher and I didn't know. I ran out of time. I'm like, I got to get the mug. I was trying to get it on TV for you and I couldn't do it. So I owe you an apology in advance, okay?
Well, I have my mug. Can you see it?
I can't see it, no, but I know you have it and that's good enough for me. All right, Paul, let's get right into the meat here. There's a lot going on, as I don't have to tell you. This week was the content. I think, first off, let me start with this. I think you'll agree with me that the content coming at us as gun owners right now is probably worse than it's ever been. Would you agree with that?
It's like I don't ever have to have time to catch my breath.
Isn't it ridiculous? I mean, it truly is. I call it triage. We're looking at triage research, where particularly on this weekly show, because I have the benefit and the privilege and the honor to be on the air 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. But when it comes to this weekly show, with 250 plus radio stations, like we've just added a few more. If I can find the list, I'll give a shout out this week. And if not, I'll do it next weekend. But regardless, the amount of content, you got to triage it, man. You got to go, okay, I got to pile that up over here. By the time you get to the end, you got to discard some things over here. And you hope to God that you can get to the best of the best. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. People are constantly like, well, are you going to talk about this? Are you going to talk about that? Like, I've got so much to talk about. So few hours of the day.
On Student of the Gun we're talking about. So let's real quick tell people where to go. Student of the Gun where?
Studentofthegun.com, but Student of the Gun Radio is available everywhere you listen to your favorite podcast or radio shows, iHeartRadio, iTunes, all the usual suspects.
The seasoned professional, Paul Markle, is. So it's good to know that I'm not alone in that. Because I feel like I'm doing a disservice. I really do. I'm like, man, I didn't get to that, or I don't know that I can talk about that, and I hate that. But where I focused in my opening segment today was just a rundown. Bloomberg, in particular, I think one of the biggest stories of the week was Bloomberg is out with his proposals. We'll go there with you in another segment or two. But Virginia right now is a powder keg. And I know you're familiar with what's happening in the state of Virginia. You've got, and I think the biggest thing that I wanted to get from you was you've got socialists now that are in control of Virginia for the first time in 26 years. And what's the first thing they want to do?
Eight, nine,
10 bills to disarm people. That should be incredibly telling, shouldn't it? Go for it.
Well, and I've been saying this for a while, is you and I have been on this planet for, five plus decades and been paying attention. And all of my adult life, when it came to the election cycle or when it came right before the election, politicians always moved to the center. They always move to reasonable. They stay away from anything that could be potentially controversial. At least that's the way it always used to be. Like, even Democrats would never speak of gun control or register new gun laws or whatever leading into an election. Now, they'd always wait until after the election, like you know, in the Clinton era. He was very centrist. Clinton was very, you know, centrist, very reasonable, very moderate. And then he got elected, and he got himself the House and the Senate, and they went right into the, you know, the gun banning. But, and that's the way it's always been. What should scare people and what should really scare you out of your lethargy or your fog is that they're no longer afraid to go into an election talking about taking rights. And we need to ask ourselves, why is that? How did we get to that point where, you know, the left has always been anti-gun, big government, and so forth, but they always hid it before elections. They always went, you know, straight to the middle. Why is it that they're running on anti-gun platforms now?
That's a great question. Let's tackle that. I'm going to give you, throw something out at you. I believe in large measure because they believe their own hype. I believe the mainstream media is very guilty of creating an atmosphere in a 24-hour news environment that has now gone on since, you know, the late 80s where CNN popped up, and now you've got this 24-hour news cycle. Now you've got instant phone communication where they begin to believe their own hype. And the when you combine that with the fact that the media is so far left that this breeds this, they're in this bubble that they're trapped in. I don't think they're ever, why would they? I mean, everywhere they turn, they hear themselves being agreed with everywhere. So they think middle America must agree with me, which is why they're that bold. I think they've fallen for this stuff. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that is a large part of it. If you talk to anybody, I have some friends that live in California, and I have some, actually a couple of friends that work in the Hollywood environment, and, you know, being conservative type people, they can't even talk about it because everyone in their peer group or what have you just takes everything that the, like you said, CNN or MSNBC or Bloomberg, they take it all as just straight up fact.
Right.
And they can't even imagine a world where people are allowed to carry guns and so on and so forth. So to them, it's just the way it is. But I think the other, and this is what happened during the Obama administration, they figured out how to cheat. And you're like, oh, I don't cheat. Like, they figured it out. They figured out how to rig the game. And when, and I called this out, and Jim Shepard called it out too, during the 2012 election, when in the second debate, Obama went out and he started attacking assault weapons and AK-47s. That's actually where we came up with the Hug Your AK Day thing. But I was kind of taken back, and I realized at that moment that he knew that he had it, that they had already counted the votes. They already knew where they were going to get the votes. They'd already, you know, they got all enough dead people voting and people voting six times.
Paul, let me stop you there because we're getting ready to take a break. I want to pick up where we're leaving off here with they figured out how to cheat and kind of go to the break with this. That's why they're so crazed now, was because they knew they had the election won, and all of a sudden Donald Trump stepped up and stopped it. That's why they're literally out of their minds right now today. So when we come back, we'll continue that. We'll let you finish off with what you were saying about Obama. Then I want to take you back to Virginia. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. I got to ask you real quick to please support our sponsors here on Armed American Radio. They make it all possible to keep these voices on the nation's airwaves. You're not getting this stuff from the mainstream press. All of our sponsors are aware of how important it is to keep us out here talking about this stuff. The ones that you've heard about in the previous break, Defender Coffee, Crossbreed, of course, Vault Pro USA. If you need a safe, buy it from Vault Pro. Gunbroker.com. Do I need to tell you where to go to get that? Gunbroker.com. It's real simple. Sign up for free. The Defender Coffee giveaway. Let me tell you something. They got a promo deal going on. I spoke with Derek yesterday. You'll hear him on the program next week. They're giving away a Liberty Combo Pack. It's an $82 value, 5 bags of coffee to be automatically entered. Just write a review on the website for the roast that you've tried. And a lot of you have tried the Defender Coffee. So go to DefenderCoffee.com and write a review. If you write a review once, you're entered once. If twice, you get 2 entries, 3, and so forth. So you can do it as often as you want. Every review counts as an entry. So if you tried 3 of the roasts and write a review for each one, that would count as 3 entries. Following them on Instagram or liking the Facebook page also counts as an entry. Recommending the Facebook, Defender Coffee on Facebook. So make sure to go over to Student of the Gun and write a review on the fantastic products. If you're drinking coffee and you know they're giving profits away to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice, it doesn't make any sense if you're drinking anything else. DefenderCoffee.com. Let's go back to Paul Markle, Student of the Gun. Paul, we're talking about Obama. You're talking about they figured out how to cheat. They were going after AKs, AR-15s. Go ahead and carry on with that, if you would.
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, all of our lives, they've always been very centrist when it comes up to the election, so they don't want to be controversial left or right. Well, when Obama, during that second debate, started talking about we don't need AK-47s on our streets, everyone's, I personally was like, whoa, why would, during a debate, he come out and say that? Well, I knew that at that moment he was bored with it, and everyone's like, oh, you know, he acted like he didn't even want to be there. He didn't want to be there because they already counted the votes. They already knew. And to your point, that's why in 2016 they had lost their minds because they had already counted up Hillary's votes, and they're like, okay, we got this, we won. And they weren't expecting us to go out. And I remember that day, or at least where I was, it was raining and on the Trump election day. And I stood in the rain and I don't know, hundreds of other people did the same thing, stood outside. I stood outside waiting in line to get. And when you have to wait in line at the polls, that's a good thing because Democrats don't stand outside in the rain and wait in line to vote. They just don't. I'm sorry.
They don't like to get wet.
No, they don't like to get wet. They don't like to be uncomfortable. And, you know, I talked to other people and they said that they had never seen such a voter turnout.
Well, they don't like acid rain either. They're scared of acid. Oh, I'm sorry. That was their scare tactic in the 70s. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
But why do they believe that they can run on this? Well, I don't know, except for the fact that I believe that they've gotten away with so much for so long.
Well, they're believing this mandate. That's exactly correct. When you combine that with media attention, that's all the time. It's all day long. They begin to believe their own hype. And when they begin to believe their own hype like this, they believe they can't go wrong. Except something fascinating happened. A little paradigm shift here. Just a few days ago, if you recall, Paul, that's all we heard from Smallwell, Swalwell was gun control, gun control, gun control. Beto O'Rourke, gun control, gun control, gun control. Kamala Harris, gun control, gun control, gun control. And all of the rest of them all talking about it or silent in agreement with it. And we're talking about confiscation orders. And they're all in agreement with it. The three loudmouths are gone. They couldn't get above 2% in the polls. I don't think Smallwell, Swalwell got above 1% in the polls. Now, if you note at the last debate in Atlanta, where I mentioned in the previous segment, they still believe Stacey Abrams won, even though she lost by 58,000 votes. They still believe she won because they believe that hype. They figured out how to cheat. They just can't understand why it doesn't work. Gun control wasn't even mentioned on that debate stage because now they're doing the Joy Behar thing, bro. What they're doing is they're saying, look, just shut up about it now. We're not going to get any traction on it. Wait until we get in office. But they got Bloomberg out there running it, right?
Wait till we get our power.
That's right.
We'll do what we want.
Well, that should scare the crap out of every American citizen paying attention, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, I really believe that the beta thing, the beta cuck, when he was running his mouth about that, I think a lot of the other ones, the older, experienced politicians, were cringing.
Sure.
Like, no, you don't say that now. You say it later. Shut up.
Well, we've been saying that for a long time. We've been trying. Look, you and I have been begging these people to say what they're finally saying, right? For 10 years, we've mentioned it. Go ahead and say it. I found a really interesting LA Times editorial a couple weeks back that when I started reading it, the headline was enough that I almost didn't read it. But when I did get into the meat of the thing, it was really fascinating. They were talking about the three shootings in California, recent. And they eliminated, because there was a pistol used in all three of those incidents, not one of their demonized rifles, right?
Right.
So they couldn't attack the AR-15. They couldn't attack the AK-47. So you know what they did? They titled it, it's always about the guns. So they eliminated the type of firearm and went towards the guns, which is as close a step as you can get before you finally come out and say, look, we've just got to ban all guns. Now I want them to go that direction, which we know that's where they want to go. Go ahead.
Well, and as a culture, you know, on our side, we've got to, I don't know when we're going to do it, but we have to get together as a whole, whether we're hunters or collectors or sportsmen or whatever, and just understand that, look, there are no safe guns, you know, and that is how we ended up with the crime bill. Because I was paying attention in 1994 and 95. That happened because a whole lot of quote-unquote American sportsmen just punted and said, well, you know, it doesn't affect my gun, my rifle, my shotgun, so I don't care. And you should care. And look at England. England is the perfect example of death by attrition. They started like, oh, no, just this kind. And then this kind. And then and no handguns. And so now they essentially are at a point where you can have a single or double-barreled shotgun that has to be locked in a safe all by itself with no ammo, and the police can come at any time and inspect you. So they're gone. They didn't start with everything. They started with, well, just these kinds. Well, and well, this kind, and this, and this, and this. There's no such thing as enough gun control when it comes to the left. They're never satisfied.
Paul, let me go back to when you mentioned England and others. Let me just go back to the AK-47. Let's go back to the crime bill. Let's go back to 94. That failed bill. I bought my first, quote unquote, AK-47 assault rifle during that time period. The only difference was it had a thumb hole stock on it. That was it. The moment it expired, I changed it out, put a pistol grip on it, and I had, you know, but it was still ballistically the same gun. It's a cosmetic issue. I mean, this is this stupidity. These ballistically challenged people that just don't understand this. You know, Feinstein's et al. But I'll digress on that. Where I'm going with this part is we've got new numbers out now from the ATF that just came out this week that you're probably familiar with. Over 423 million firearms in this country, of which almost 18 million, 17.9 million, we'll round it up to 18 because it sounds better, 18 million, the most common rifle in use in America is the AR-15 platform. There are 18 million of these guns in the United States. And again, I'm going to resort to bumper sticker logic, even though I hate to do that. I'll take us to the break with this one, Paul, and then we come back. We'll wrap up the hour with the conversation. We'll start talking about your book. But the bumper sticker logic is true, especially when you know these numbers. When you know the number from ATF and confirmed through NSSF, National Shooting Sports Foundation, listener who might not know what that is, that there are 423 million guns in the hands of well over 120 plus million Americans. And the number one rifle in use right now today is 17.9 million, 17.9 million of them. We'll call it 18 million. If guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens were a problem, you'd already know it. And when you look at the size and scope and the breadth of how big that number really is, it's hard to fathom it when you listen to the leftist socialists in this country talk about having to ban this gun that was used, a rifle of any kind, less than 300 times to kill anybody in America last year. We'll be back with Paul Markle after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
And we are back. Final segment of this hour is flying right by. Paul Markle, kind enough to stick with us for another segment. Paul, student of the gun, fighting solves everything. Before we go there, did you want to put an exclamation point on anything that we talked about or how I closed out the previous segment relative to those numbers? They're big numbers, brother.
And one of the latest memes that you see online, they're actually in the same time period that 297 people died from rifle injuries. There was like 4,000 people that died of constipation in that same thing. So constipation actually is more deadly than the AR-15 in the United States. But I digress.
But that's a true statement. You don't have to digress. That's a true statement. And with, you know, when you talk about this and put it in perspective like that, too many Americans don't hear that. Now, are those Americans stupid? There's a lot of them that are. Have they been bitten by the bug? Are they drinking the Kool-Aid? Are they just nice? What is it?
It's emotionally driven. It's rather than engaging your brain and you're just driven by emotions. But let's talk about fighting.
Let's talk about fighting, because the book out now is, and I expected this book from you. I do, just because I know you, and I am not shocked in any way, shape, or form, or surprised that it's out now. But it's Fighting Solves Everything, Destroying Cancer. And you talk a little bit more about the subtitle, but Fighting Solves Everything, Destroying Cancer. The book is available now, and this is a personal battle you just went through and won. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, last February, I got diagnosed with cancer. Cancer in my throat, and I had to go through what everybody does. I had to go through all the multiple diagnoses, you know, okay, you have cancer, but where is it? Is it just there? Is it other places? Scans and all this, and then surgeries. So finally, it's like, okay, we're going to start the treatment. You're going to do radiation. They wanted me to do chemo and so on and so forth. And I've been using the term fighting solves everything for a long time. And people are always like, oh, you got to be careful because fighting is bad. And I'm like, first of all, I said this years ago before it was personal, but I said, look at it this way. When somebody gets cancer, whether it's your mom, dad, brother, sister, somebody you know, what is the first word out of everybody's mouth? We're going to fight this, right? They say, oh, you got to fight this. We're going to fight it together. We're going to fight. You know, everyone's like fight cheerleaders. But here's what nobody ever does. no one ever says to the patient, to the person with the diagnosis, here is your roadmap. You know, surrendering to the medical culture, and I'm not trying to use it as pejorative, but just surrendering yourself and saying, okay, I'll just do whatever you want me to do, that's not fighting. Then you just become this victim of this disease. And I learned a lot. And, you know, I obviously went through an emotional roller coaster, as you understand, Mark.
Right.
And I had a lot of good friends who gave me a lot of good advice. And one of them was James from Tactical Response. I was on the phone with him, and he said, what are you? And I said, you know, he goes, you're a writer, right? Yeah. He goes, you have to write about this, and you have to document it. And when you're healed, you have to tell people. And I knew from the beginning that I started the book before I started treatment, and then treatment hit me, and I was pretty down for a while. I mean, I was flat on my back for about the entire month of June. But I'm back. My voice is back, fortunately. My spirit is back. I'm completely off the medications now. I got zero medications in my body. I'm happy about that. And on September 11th, I got a clean scan, and I just had to get rid of my stomach tube and all of that. Well, I wrote the book because, and it's called Fighting Solves Everything, Destroying Cancer with Faith, Nutrition, and Science. And it was all of those things that helped me destroy it. And it's not just getting rid of the tumor. You know, you have a human patient, and something that I discovered, and something that, you know, one of the nurses said to me, and I was a little frustrated because sometimes the doctors, they just come in, they like blast you with 5 seconds worth of whatever, and then they're gone. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure you've been there.
Oh yeah.
You wait and wait for a doctor, and they come in and they're like, boom, 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 and they're gone. And the nurse said, she goes, sometimes I think they focus so much on destroying the cells that they forget there's a human there. And so what this book is about is essentially some of the really good advice that I got to not just destroy cells, that's important too, but to keep the human functioning, to keep the patient functioning, to not feel like a victim. Because let me tell you what, when you get a phone call and they're like, hey, that lump that you found, it's cancer, it's pretty easy to fall into your bed and embrace the, you know, victim mentality and say, poor me. It's natural.
Yeah, let me stop you there for a second. You know, I talked about this when I opened up with my wife's diagnosis a couple of years ago on the program and told listeners what we were going through here. You know, what fascinated me was the parallels about what you and I talk about when it comes to self-defense and when it comes to the things that we talk about in this program. That irony was not lost on me. The moment, and this was before, and I was the one that took the phone call. She didn't want to get the phone call, so I took the call from the doctor, and I know exactly what you're talking about. But when we were sitting there prior to the biopsy even being done, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, I can't believe this is happening. This is not happening. And my response to that is immediately it kicked in. It is happening, just like we've been trained in self-defense, because it is a form of self-defense. You have to accept that it's happening. Agreed? Because if you don't, you can't begin the fight. Tell me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went through the whole battery. I went through the how can this be happening to me? Because there's no, you know, like a lot of people like, you know, they're not surprised if they have cancer in their family, you know, if their mom had it, their grandma had it, and forth. And they're like, I'm not surprised. You know, every time I would go in for a new physical with a doctor, they'd ask me my medical history, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they'd come to the cancer question. And I'd say, no, because, you know, I'm in my family, generally the men in my family die of heart attacks. They don't have cancer. And so I never really thought that was going to be a thing. You know, and that was like straight out of left field. So, yeah, I mean, it was hard, but I tell you, and I've been doing strength training. I have really good coaches. And the day I got that phone call was the day I was scheduled or programmed to train. And I went down into my own personal gym because I, you know, do that. And I did it. And I got underneath the bar and I fought against gravity. And I realized, you know, that moment, I'm not just doing this for ego gratification or this, I'm lifting this weight to save my life. It's, you know, it's not just so I can look good in a freaking swimsuit or whatever. And I talk about that in the book. I talk about the importance of fighting against gravity, the importance of being strong, you know, when you go to these appointments at the hospital and so forth, one of the big things they're worried about with cancer patients, especially chemo and radiation, is them losing weight and losing muscle. And so they're always like, oh, we want you to maintain your weight. How? No one ever said to me, no one ever said, we want you to maintain your muscle mass. Go and actually be strong. They said things like, increase your eating potatoes and tofu and peanut butter and stuff. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't stay the holiday.
Yeah, they never gave you that detail. Hey, listen, in the essence of time, I've got to stop you now, but tell me right now where people can go and get the book right now.
It's available on Amazon.com as a paperback or as an immediate download on Kindle.
Fighting Solves Everything, Paul Markle. You'll find it on Amazon when you Google that. Paul, I want to thank you not only for being here, but for always opening up with us and giving us all these details that no doubt help save other people. It's huge. You mean a lot to everybody, and I'm so glad that you're back. Armed American Radio is going to be back in the next hour. Dr. John Lott is going to be here. Rob Pincus is going to be here. I'm going to be replaying the third hour, Phil Van Cleve from Virginia Citizens Defense League. Don't forget North American Arms. Go to North American Arms. Call them. Tell them you heard it on the show. Get the free hat, and you're entered to win the free guns. We'll be back in the next hour. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.